어제 대디네 임베인디데 지 어다 네 참모고미론데 늘긴데다나 딜리체디 찌르기체 딜리 가바진나 돈바진 저트르디 다 링디 송안디반 파울링마주베 링디 어다 찌름 다 로바던 참모 지 타르셴베 남주바 지예나 디니 예니 어지 다 디니 더름 공고고 요아리 더름 공고 갑서 어지 자 아와 아와데다 자베미 어 Mani Agoni, that Tamutri the Gombi, or that the name Mubadi Tilan, Jigger, some say to the Niva Yendu, Long Summoning by Nibachi Go Togo, Long the Semda Conga, or Jigger Agu, Jigger Tamuni Telamara, Nuanga Yua Yendu Ti, Nibachi Baneji, Tin, Duva Nuji, some condos on Adi, Long on the Anguivaris. Tela Tani, Long of Mercy Need on some say, Togo Long, the Megalong Conga Yamden Duna, Long the Seven Min on that Tombo, Shigna Shiba Tilonga Gigi. The new Shiba Gini, Niva on Tilonga Gigi. Or that the new Niva Giza, Yon Tamba on Tilonga Gina, Shuni Thompson, Shivaji, Tonga Yena, the new Tombajan Charia, Tombajan Charia, Tobby, Jiga, Yonga Givari, Tedon Giva. That young lady is the day, Or the Sanjuji Jinti Wamno, Tin Dabali, you have done Mitenji, you have Ji Gavaj, Mitenji Gavaj, Remji Dachi, and Goris is on them.
Now, as we were saying, we have the way by focusing on this particular, on the subtle drop that is placed at the lower opening of the central channel. There is a way of collecting the winds there, as well as generating the joys and the empties. This is because by meditating on the subtle drop at the lower opening through a yoga which has consummated the coarse and subtle generation stage of this system. So what we say by that is that we are describing a practice of this system. This system is the Akshobhya Arya system of Guhya Samaja. And in that, first of all, you have to go through the training of the gross and the generation stage. Having consummated that, you are ready to start with practice of the completion stage. And what you will be doing initially is focusing on the subtle drop at the lower opening. So by doing all this, the winds collect where the mind is held, through the essential point that the winds and mind have the same point of engagement. Right. So in dependence upon that, by causing the winds to enter, abide and dissolve in the central channel, and here we must have fully qualified entrance, fully qualified abidance, fully qualified dissolutions. So by causing the winds to do all three in the central channel, the four empties together with the signs arise. When the winds enter the central channel, the downward dispelling wind reverses in the central channel, igniting the chandali, the tumu. This causes the elements to melt, bodhicitta to descend, and from their dripping, the four descending and ascending joys are generated.
Then you come to the young Jew, Savan Longi, the Jew, Masuna, Yon, and those who are the good young Jew, Jordan, Savan Longi, the Jew, the Savan Longi, the Jew, the Savan Longi, 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 the yodengi. Sangzhe se yodhi mara, ji ma gangye namar ji jiwa kamni zangne, sangzhe tamu langde, ji zingkruwa tamme ni tawardang, tani sang jize wardi jin cheya mengi go, shanta chava long tamu di sangzhe tamu langye di yowari. Ta sangzhe rabba se yodhi, jiwa lemba dang, chewa kapsa sangzhe tamu ngola sir dun rongi.
Now, We have mentioned here that the tumor is ignited by a certain reversal of the flow and the movement of the of a particular wind. Before we go any further, it would be useful to actually give you a short presentation of the different winds that circulate in the body. We have five main and five secondary winds, and the five main winds are called, first of all, the life-supporting wind. Second one is the equally abiding. The third one is the upward moving. The fourth one is the downward dispelling. And the last one is the pervading wind. Now, when we look at the first one, which is the life-supporting wind, it is called life-supporting wind, and it can be found in two levels, the gross and the subtle. The subtle level of life-supporting wind is something which is present all times from the moment you are born all the way to death, and it continues, it abides at all times, it supports this life. When we talk about the gross level of the life-supporting wind, it is actually something that is mostly manifest or mostly obvious at two times, during the time of your birth and during the time of your death, where the other winds are gathered in. The way that those different winds, the main ones as well as the secondary ones, are formed or established in the body of a being of the desire realm is in the following way. First of all, when we're talking about humans of this desire realm, we know that in order to come into life, we would have the white substance of the father and the red substance of the mother would have to come together, and on the basis of that physical mixture, the consciousness of the bardo being has to move and establish in there. And from that point onwards, we have the development of the fetus that goes on for more than 9 months. It is described as going on for 10 months. Now, from the first month up to the fifth month, we would have to have the development or the establishment of the first five main winds. And in the first month, we actually have the gross level of the life-supporting wind. And then we have the equally abiding, then we have the upward moving, then we have the downward dispelling, and then we have the pervading wind. From the fifth month onward, we would have the establishment of the secondary winds in the body, and we will. This also becomes manifest because the way of the development of the embryo stage changes slightly.
Number ওদে রবদ জবলং নিবর জবলং দিলং আওদি ইয়ানক গলং আসি তি দবা শমা ওজি দা জদং মু গি রেনা দি তি কঙ্গ রমবি কুকুরম জিনে মা টুকু ইউদিং.
Now, following that, as we say, in the remaining months, we'll have the development of the five secondary winds. And the five secondary winds are called, first one, the moving, the very moving, the correctly moving, the intensely moving, and the closely moving.
Oji da dina yamba yandu da dina jiji da dini da ji zaba longa odi korum jiji che tonga rumba di korum dina ji dava dambu ni rena mara rumba jinda mara che yangi yang chavo sheli jiji warwa sheli di jiga lamga ni kabza sheli jiga yang yangu yuari jiga ranga ba jitu ga sheli nda nga wu yuwa yandu tewa ji mara shi zangna jiga samdu na wang baga jiji warwa oda samdun da thamu da jinga ma shiwa di thangme ni da warna teni song ji zewa di nyam chang mewa ji rungi te ji oda teni ming arda draba da nyam da teni dawa dambu la songzun rapo lang di dawa yindu da di songzun ya ga mara suwun da wu korang ka di kan da wu te yin di ngi oji da teni nyam ni yi se ji di oji ji de da ji gari se go yang dawa nyiwa yi mara ji yin ni ཅིག་དེ་དང་སངས་སངས་གལ་ལ་དང་ཉམས་དེ་མར་ལི་ཁ་ཅིག་ཉི་རོ་ཡེན་དེ་ནི་ཨོ་དེ་ནི་ཅན་ཏར་ཉི་སེ་དུ་ཅན་ཅི་ལ་དང་ཐར་སར་ཅི་ལ་སེ་མར་ཅིག་ང་སུ་ལ་ལ་ཡན་རོ་གོ་ན་ཅན་ལ་སེ་གར་བ་ཐར་ལ་རོ་གོ་ན་མར་ཐར་སེ་གི་བ་ཡེན་བ་པེ་ཏི་ནང་ཡེན་གོ་ཅན་ཅི་ལ་སེ་ཅི་དེ་ཨོ་ཅིག་དང་ཕམ་བུ་ཏོ་ནི་ཡ་ར་ཨུ་ཡ་རོ་ན་ང་ང་ག་
Now, Rinpoche was saying that if we look at those winds, actually each one of those winds has their own particular function. There is a reason for each one to be there, and they have different functions for an ordinary being at the time of the basis, and they function in a slightly different way when one has entered the path. Maybe it would be good to give an explanation of the basic functions of those winds. First of all, we talked about the life-supporting wind, and we say this is given at two levels, the subtle and the gross. In a sense, you don't have to worry too much for the subtle level of the life-supporting wind, because this is an uninterrupted continuum. It existed since the beginning and will go all the way up to enlightenment, so don't worry about that. We say that during the first month, really what is established is the function of the gross level of life-supporting wind. And its function is to do exactly that, to support life during the first month. In the second one, where we have the development of the equally abiding wind, it is given this name because it is a wind that combines and abides together with the life-supporting wind. They seem to be doing things together. Now, after that, we have two winds described by the terms upward moving and downward dispelling. Now, the upward moving is the type of wind that will allow functions such as to be able to verbalize. You're able to verbalize, you're able to have speech because there is some type of wind that comes up, right, and goes through the nostrils, through the mouth, and so forth. So this is an example of the upward moving wind and its function. In the case of the downward dispelling wind, mainly its function is to discard different substances from the body, such as feces and urine and so forth. And finally, we have the pervading wind, which is the wind that makes sure that all the other winds, as well as the substances and the drops, such as the white and the red drop, are are spread out through the body in the different places where they should be. Now, in general, we should look at the winds as having the function, for example, of sorting out different substances within the body. Whatever is gross and it's not, let's say, in accordance with one's own body, one's own constitution, it would be something that would be dispelled, it would be discarded. Otherwise, if it is something which is in accordance, something which is useful for one's health, something that can support the body, it will be sorted out in a way that it will remain and be circulated in the body. We will stop here for tonight so that we can have time for questions. 3/4 of an hour, yeah?
Could Roshe explain the etymology of individual withdrawal? I'm just wondering what is being withdrawn at this point.
Yeah, so the question is the first stage. The first type of practice of physical isolation is called individual withdrawal. And what exactly is withdrawn? What is the etymology of this term? Rinpoche le di ngaranzu liwen ki kavla tambo liwen ki rik tambo yenla tambo di sordu sergi yore. Sordu du wa kare du yore.
Oda di sordu shuwa di di son yuwari dandana sabu yuwa mari di sordu segi di
Roshi was saying, yes, that's a good question, because actually from the text it's not clearly explained what is withdrawn. We need to know, though, that this term individual withdrawal can be found within the context of Guhya Samaja, and it can be found within the context of Kala Chakra, and it would have different meaning in the different systems. Here, in this occasion, in the case of Guhya Samaja Tantra, it describes the process upon which we stop the sense consciousness from engaging their objects. So, for example, the eye consciousness is the one that always goes out and engages forms. The ear consciousness is the one that goes out and engages sounds. The nose consciousness is the one that engages smells. The tongue consciousness is the one that engages tastes. And the tactile consciousness is the one that engages and classifies different tactile objects. And all these activities actually become an obstacle to one's concentration. So since the point in this practice is to develop and sustain concentration, instead of allowing the sense consciousness to go out, you withdraw them in each one of them individually, and it is as if they all pack up, as if the sense consciousness, they pack up and go. They are withdrawn. The question is it possible to have the experience of individual withdrawal in the generation stage? Rinpoche la di kerim ki kabla sordu nyon yo sigirvesa. Sordu ki di nyamle en tindre nyonwa tindre yon sigirvesa.
Ori, sordu kita di yon sigirva. Pena ji mubat se chiga chiga samlo tonu
Yes, actually, it is possible if you are capable of concentrating, of generating single-pointed concentration. Then, almost as a result of that, you will see that the sense awareness are not busy engaging their objects. So, whoever is capable at whichever stage, capable of generating this single-pointed concentration, probably will also have similar experiences. And you can see meditators who are in absorption, at the state of absorption, they usually, if somebody were to go and talk to them, they would not hear what they're saying. And the outsider actually realizes that this person must be in deep concentrative state, because I talk to them and they don't respond, they don't seem to be listening. But also from the side of the meditator, they also have this experience. They don't hear the sound, they don't hear the talking.
How is it the objects seen as bliss and emptiness? If you don't have any sense perception, you can't be receiving the other objects.
All right, so then the question is that if your eyes, for example, are not experiencing forms, how is it that we're going to have this experience of seeing everything that appears as being a manifestation of bliss and emptiness? Yani bu çile sorduğu ki kavla di mikseki mikisevo pedraoina mikisevo kon zutenala mazimbache. Di imba ina kan sharia di de tonki ngo ni yopati kantis hako sares. Chi an sharagi mares?
Mori. Da di da ji jidob ji kaba jarsagi barwa. Da imba yandu ji nyamja ka kamni ji yungur gomba yi ji shiwala nangya di ma to ombu shiwala nangya di yuwa mari di yanna yang jidob ka kabla budu na da ji nyambar shakdi du na
Now, this particular practice of withdrawal, with individual withdrawal, we said that it is a practice that occurs during the time of post-equipoise. And what mainly you do during post-equipoise is remembering your experiences on the actual equipoise. During the actual equipoise, you would have the experience of having this, concentrating on emptiness, as we say, and due to that, having caused the different sense awareness to withdraw, because whatever appears during your equipoise by definition has to appear on your mental consciousness. It doesn't appear on your central consciousness. So later on, when you are at the stage of post-equipoise, you're remembering. You say, what happened to me before when I was in my session? I had this experience of emptiness, and this was a time where things were appearing in such a way in my mental consciousness. This was a time where the senses were not engaging different objects and so forth. Now, in the morning, the Rinpoches were involved in this process of trying to remember the name of this particular Gomba, where they have the lineage of all the mudras, right? They were going through one location after the other, and in that we mentioned the place where Lama Tsongkhapa was sitting next to a pillar, right? And he was a part of the assembly, and all the monks, so everyone who was present there, was reciting the Heart Sutra. And as the recitation started, Lama Tsongkhapa entered the state of equipoise. And it is said that, you know, people were reciting next to him. They went through the whole ritual. People finished the ritual. People got up. They left. Lama Tsongkhapa was still there, sitting next to the pillar. And the fact that he didn't move actually is an example, if you want, of being in that state of equipoise, that state of concentration, where he was not aware, he couldn't hear any more the words, he was not aware that the recitation has finished, that everyone had got up and gone, right? He had developed this particular type of concentration where individual withdrawal, the senses, the sense awareness had all packed up, right? They were not active. And this is how this became the famous place, and this was eventually became to known as the pillar supporting the teachings. And actually, there is a continuation to this story. So Lama Tsongkhapa was sitting next to the pillar. He had this experience of equipoise. Eventually, he got up from this equipoise, and then he checked with his own tutelary deity, Manjushri himself. Lama Tsongkhapa had developed had this closeness to Manjushri himself, and he could actually address the deity and check the difficult points, like a student will go and ask his teacher. So after he rose from this equipoise, he addressed the deity Manjushri, and he said, well, during my post-equipoise I had this experience of emptiness, and this happened as we were going through the recitation of the Heart Sutra, where it said there is no, you know, in emptiness there is no form, there is no feeling. And he was asking, did I have a correct understanding of that point? Is this good enough? And Manjushri replied that it's not bad where you are, but actually because emptiness is such a subtle issue, and there are so many points where you could go, still you could go wrong, I would advise you to continue and enter more equipoises on that particular subject.
I'm still not clear, because would you have a post-equipoise, if that's after you're in equipoise, then what I just heard you say was Lama Tsongkhapa was in equipoise and he had no sense awareness because he was in equipoise, but the withdrawal is in the stage of post-equipoise. So you still don't have sense awareness? Does post-equipoise, if he has no sense awareness and he's in equipoise, and then the withdrawal, is that remembering when you had no sense awareness when you were in equipoise? Or do you still have no sense awareness even though you're no longer in equipoise?
Right, so Rumchi just gave this example of Lama Tsongkhapa being in equipoise and, you know, not being aware that people were reciting, got up and left, which is an indication that he wasn't in equipoise and that the sense awareness were not engaging external objects at that time. So is really this individual withdrawal of sense awareness, is it really happening during equipoise, or is it continuing during post-equipoise? Or are we using this term during post-equipoise to indicate that we're just remembering, recalling the or inducing kind of remembrance of the experience of post-take repose. Yeah. Rimuchi na dingaro so the nyamsa ki kavla tomba ni ta di nyamsa ki kavla imba ina ta suzo miyul tse chik tu tawa ina ta su rola so vaten so chilo ta chilo yobe ki yul shempa ma zimba che dingone che na surdi ki kap di res nyamsa ki kavla yin sa res ya je to bi na Nyamsha ki kabla kare kare chungwa di je shu jen ya ki kokab chi yin sa re sa. Din re rives ya mena surdi kora nyamsha ki kabla rives je to ki kabla yo rives.
Oda, surdi jigun tangan gun rao yendu ombu shiva ganga nanda daya di surdi gun gu tsuba ni yongi yuari. Da surdi ka kabsa diva na nyamsha ka kab ka Tomba nyaka nyam sharia ti chen ji na kanon tam ji mara divar shar gose ya di surda ngoma di yinba yindu te jitub ka ka mata yuwa mariwa. Go tsuk du na tambo onshi daso kanka du. Oda te surda rong mara di surda ngon go tsuk du yin tingi. Tieni nyam shaka kapsa tomba nyala jikita li ki tenka tomba nyala nyambara shao. Oda teni jitub la puyo du na ta ji mara nyam shaka kapka tomba nyala ट्रेन द तेनी ओजिता करसे को कौन कौन जु कौन न थम जी ड कौन न थम जी देव न बर शर गु गु युवा सम ओजिता द टेन आदि जितो के कब्जे मा तो टेन आमी दी
Now, when we talk about this process of individual withdrawal, where all their senses start to withdraw, you have to see that there are two phases in that. You have the beginning, where the process has just begun, and then you have the actual phase of it. Right? When you are in equipoise, this is the time of the actual and total withdrawal. But this has actually started, or it continues, at the phases of post-equipoise, just before your actual equipoise or just after your post-equipoise. So what happens after you have the experience of total withdrawal, after you have the experience of equipoise, you come into the next phase, which is your post-equipoise, and in this phase you can actually remember your experience of emptiness, and you see whatever appearance, whatever dawns into your senses, into your mind, as being a manifestation of bliss. But you do this by remembering your comprehension of emptiness or your experience of emptiness.
On Sunday, Rinpoche was explaining the gross, subtle, and very subtle levels of wind and mind. And so I'm wondering where the five winds that he just explained, the five main winds, which category they fit into, if it's the gross level.
Mm-hmm. So the other day we had an explanation of wind and mind in three levels, gross, subtle, very subtle, and today we gave an explanation of the five main winds and then the five secondary winds, and whether there is correlation between those two. Tramo, Shintu Tramo, Rim Sumyores. And the ring are also Lung Zo, Dan Lung Yenla Nga Nga Yoresa. The Lung Zo, the Rakpa Rives, Tramo Rives, Shintu Tramo Rives, Kandires.
Ori, the non tools in a Songzung non secure. Naganani, Songzung non Tilayon Tarong Yuari, the Jishua Naja, Rapa Sejuti. So mara ju sawa ni man zayan da wo oda dinra yin ba yin du songzu chamu se ji de chamu yin ba zang de ma ji chen de chamu yin de songzu ro ba se ji de long ro pa yin de
yan ne bu che la de ma yin ba yan so ji ma yin ba lung sen da yan koran zo de rim ba sum yo re bes
da long yin mi de zo da nyuri non yemi de zo de yu yu sari de yena yon parchiwa monchiwa non ropa don ojida ri non ropa don yon thamu don thamu thamu si yon thamu ji yo ri de thamu thamu yo kyo ma ri thamu thamu ka la kho so kang ga sir du ndo yo ri wa
Now we gave the list of the first five winds and then we have the the five secondary winds. And the first one that we mentioned was the life-sustaining wind. And straight away we said life-sustaining wind comes in two levels, the gross and the subtle. And Urte was saying in this case, in the case of this first wind, the life-sustaining wind, it's a kind of special wind, right? You can actually see it in three levels, the gross, the subtle, and the very subtle. But for the remaining of the winds, in general, we say that they are level of being gross. You could find instances of them being subtle as well, but you will not find the very subtle level. Okay? Apart from the life-sustaining winds, in the others, you do not find all the subtlest divisions, yeah?
The three secret lineages, does that refer to Chenrezig, Vajrasana, and Manjushri? And how does that then, if that's the frequent, how does it fit in the completion stage of investigation? Is it another way of looking at them, the quality of compassion, wisdom, and power?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we mentioned here within the context of lineages, there are the 100, there are the 5, then the 3, then the 1. In the case of the three secret lineages, does that refer to Chenrezig, Vajrapani, Manjushri? So are we referring to these three aspects of wisdom, compassion, and potency? And Butila di Rig Mindrawa Yorawa Rigyatamba Ringa Rig Sum Rig Chik Rig Sum Seria di Koranso Chenrezig Jambayanta Vajrapani Rues.
De Yungu Samari, De Rusum Songa, De Songa Rusum, Sejudi, Kudurjila, Sondurjila, Tudurjila, Durjisamgo, or do Hati, Deko, Yukuzawa.
Actually, it is not referring to the three main Chenrezig, Manjushri, Vajrapani, but rather it refers to the deities of Vajra body, deities of Vajra speech, and deities of Vajra mind.
If you're meditating on the body, mind, and the Vajra, in addition to getting blessings from the deities, channels, and so forth inside, could you say, even though it's a generational school of practice, that it also helps to train in bringing the winds into the central channel? And also, as a second part to that, when you are meditating on that, it says, you know, you're supposed to do it at the heart, you know, right here at the point of the heart chakra. And if you're starting to feel in a session, let's say it's a little too much, would you actually move it, you know, have the whole sensation of moving it down through the central channel, let's say, and work it at the navel chakra if it's more comfortable? Should you, you know, actually go through that feeling of not just thinking it, but like moving it down?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question about the practice of the body mandala of Vajrayogini, although it is a practice on the generation stage, could we say that this is a practice that acts as a training that can help us to bring the winds in the central channel? This is the first part of the question. Rimuchila di Nenjurma ki nyamlen, kerim ki nyamlen chewe kavla, naronsu lukil ki nyamlen yorwa. Lukin ki nyamlen di Tela tene di jondar drawchik chewa yena di kale gale lung ume dudi nangla duye ki tapchik di rwez marwez. Kerim yena ya dinre nupa yorwez.
Riri, dida yuwarwa. Ki lujir kala se jidi lugu ni sozo, di lugu ni sozo nang ni saga ni sozo. Tela marha di nang di chewa yendu さがのはロジックよるわ。てんでちさやなこするかさがのこのとかさ、さをちさだのんぐのはロジャンにのはするんでてにはみんなのするんでやが。てにのちがてはまじかるせご。ともごやがめどてらまする。にてらじやがにんこじよくよるわ。
Los. Yang bujila demai bayang di nyamlen zo di ningkar tenala cewa ina kansam sini ningkar tenala tes midewa yong segres midewa yong na tenso ta migul kangalo migi ne de migi ne di tes mapu tawa ina pechazana tewa kite kala dinre mapu tawa ina dresa reves.
No, re, 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 de da, nukivarwa. 就杨九宋龙个年看着当，我就在六个那三着顶着有都就搿是这个这个这个龙个龙个是龙个杨九出钱着我当，杨九这个弄了龙满洲那个年看顶着杨对杨对木色个就个谁样着有规划的，我在第内线都不样着顶着这规划。
Now, regarding the first part of the question, Urmsha is saying that, yes, of course, you can definitely say that by doing the meditation of the generation stage of Vajragini, which involves the body mandala, definitely with that, you have the power to gradually bring the winds into the central channel. By visualizing the deities in the body mandala, you're visualizing deities in different parts of the body. This actually blesses the places of the body. This brings changes the, let's say, the qualities of the channels. And by doing that, of course, you're going to eventually affect the movement of the winds through those channels. So gradually, the winds that are circulating through the right and left channel will come and gather into the central one. It acts as a very good preparation for this stage of the practice. Further than that, of course, there will be practices of developing and generation of the tumor at the level of the navel. Regarding the second part of the question, that if one feels uncomfortable at the level of the heart where the main visualizations are held, is it all right to move these visualizations, to move them at the lower place, probably at the point of the navel? And Rinpoche is reply to that is that yes, this is actually advisable, because there is a lot of things that can go wrong with the movement of the winds. And if you start feeling uncomfortable at your heart, this might be an indication that the winds are not circulating where they should be circulating. And this can be the beginning of a very dangerous condition that is known by the name Soglung. It might almost manifest like heart attack or something like that. So you can really mess up with the winds. If you get an indication that it is uncomfortable at the heart, by all means, change the location of the visualization. In the six yogas of Naropas, there is actually a system of physical exercises. And these exercises, they work very well. They keep the channels in, let's say, wide open, nicely spread out, and they can help very much to prevent any sort of diseases or illness or miscirculation of the winds in the body. So these exercises are highly recommended for anyone trying to do such practices.
It mentions tumor on the bottom of page 29 as another way of inducing mental isolation. And could Rinpoche define again mental isolation in that context, and how tumor is a substitute for it? And is that the same tumor that's mentioned again on page 32 that you just talked about in this session? Is that generated the same way, or is there a difference in those two tumors?
All right, so the question was that on page 29 we're giving the order of the six or the five, whatever, six levels of the completion stage, and in that it says that tumor is a substitute of mental isolation. Where is, anybody can tell me where is it in page 29? All right, the substitute for inducing mental isolation by the wind of Vajra recitation is the yoga of Chandali, tumo. The substitute Right, so it's the substitute for inducing mental isolation. It's not the substitute of mental isolation itself,
yeah.
Right? So your question is how it works as a substitute? All right. Yani mo chila ding ano so zorim ki rimba nga zorim ki rimba nga chui na te kavla semwen ki ki kare de tub savla di tumores tumo kandes di kod sab di kandes yon sigres de tab di kandes yotan di kandes
Daddy, Garza Goji, Vembasan with Dumble Luven, Dinning Owen, or that Denis Seven Sigid, that Seven Go Cubs, that the Moody, Seven Go to Tobinda Woody, or you and Dante, you are Seven Go Cubs, Mugbadi, or you, that's some good of Sosu, you are Teva Gari and a Dinajula Mooney. Or you that gum gummy, dinner you and by and do, then you lugo, togo, zangurgana, make a zangurgana, the long day, you garzego, that nature zadi, nyanka, and do nyanka, sander droyadi, you go mato, young you are marua, you a chew, sander droya, remember sander droyada, they were sander droyada, so those ngasasani, nyanka sander madrugoma, or you younger you are and do. Or you that did some drawer dela, seven go cabo did sub dela, you tomo gomba yena, you or that, you tiva zangurga, ni denis on her, you tomu kandawashi, or that deni, you tunda wojina deni, come share, don't deny younger you are and do, tisha tobgo, yonji karasago, diva chebergen, you kidding me. That diva chebergen, you kiddivadi. Some tramu ding on it, Tombanya Tayala, Marion Chandra was only in the UI in the dinner that it's a total in the ending.
Now, we say that in the point where we of completion stage, we have three types of isolations. We start with the physical one, we move into the verbal one, and the last one is mental isolation. And what one does in the case of mental isolation is trying to loosen up as much as possible the channel knots that exist at the heart. Now, to explain that, during these meditations, one would have to focus on different channel wheels, which means on different chakras, and really focus on the center of those. Look at them at the central channel and see how they are restricted by the right and the left channel. As we have mentioned also in the morning, it is easier to loosen up the knots that are formed in, let's say, at the crown, at the throat, at the navel. The ones existing at the heart are the most difficult ones to do, and they will happen at the end. They happen really at the stage of mental isolation. Now, instead of doing it in the way, by doing the meditation of mental isolation, you could instead start working with the practice of tumo. If you work from the beginning with the practice of tumo, you start working at the place of the navel, and at the place of the navel you cause the fires of the tumor to blaze up, and this heat that is generated causes the bodhicitta to melt, and through the melting and the descent of this bodhicitta, one has this experience, an incredible experience of bliss. Once this blissful consciousness is generated, this subtle mind, this subtle blissful mind, is turned towards emptiness. So it's used in order to meditate on emptiness. And it's said that this has more or less the same effect as doing the meditations of the level of mental isolation. So this is how it is described, is mentioned as a substitute of it.
Mazumara, you that with the number, Trichigo Toka, Loka Nishila Teni, or you that Tomozo Guna, Tawozo Guna, or you Chiguna, Toguna, Karijaguna, Loka Nishidi, Shuchuaji and Bayan Zutira Nojango, Ranjango Yoding Ego, or you then come to the Divadi, Divago Travadi, Shundawadi, or you Kakohajan and Nishichuayan, the Yanda Mandavaji Yangu.
Rinpoche says, I'll give you an example. You know, what to do with a blissful consciousness. You can utilize it as you like. It is almost like electricity. You know, electricity is very versatile. If you want to cool a place, you use electricity. If you want to heat it up, you use electricity. If you want to cut something, you use electricity. If you want to bind things together, you use electricity. Whatever you want to do, you can do it with electricity. Now, similarly, with these practices, due to the heat of the tumor, you're melting the bodhicittas and you're generating this experience of bliss. And then you can use this experience of bliss as you like. Now, in this case, you're focusing on emptiness. Now, and the other question was... Right. So the question is then, is the, maybe you mean the way of igniting the tumor, the way of starting the tumor, as mentioned here in the physical isolation, by using the wind, or is this a different way of igniting the tumor, or is the tumor practice the same, and so forth? Yeah. Lewen ke kavla ngaron su tumo di me bartan tumo ma imba chi la viores lung ran turser ki lum ki tsa ume nan la yar long ne tumo bar ge dosa ya chirta tanda tumo di tan chirta ki tumo kebar yorwes kebu marwes
ori da di ji ma ji ge kap ge tumo gon ya ge tumo di nam jen ge de yin gi war wa yen na yang da ji ge sabu long nga ge nan ni terzer ge nan se ji de mar thar da shong wa da ji wa de mar ni ya ge she li jen ji yin ba yin du mar thar den ro she li jen ji re de ti ni shi na wo de yar kur thwa ya yin na ji nga su rang ki ji ge se yin na me ka so du na me par gu lo ha din ra yin du terzer ge nan de ka jen de ka jen de tin ne yong gen ji ga yin na me ka so ya da yong pen di yo din
Yani bu cila di magyu ki kavla tumu goma yina çirtan garon su yige atun ki tone dinde bar yoro a te kavla lung ki togin bar ge yoro.
Eri de di de mugba sarın deviya diye karisi go tamu tiwe ni na namji yantra go rangjan go metru di tena yuwa yendu ni tila gom teni mara cikita de cikba yenge yuwa ri tersir galon di kaken de yar lang na was long as you know java yenat or that you need to me to go ni go me to the me kind of so I know in the year change and do you ever
Now, Urmshi was saying that when we talk about tumor, usually this is a practice that is described in the mother tantras. So you can say that the, let's say the standard tumor is the tumor that you have in the mother tantras. In this case, in the case of physical isolation, all this presentation is more or less based on the practice of Guhya Samaja, and the particular instruction that we have is that a wind, which is a downward moving wind, and usually goes down towards the body, has this function of dispelling different substances, changes its course and it turns upwards in the central channel, and this causes the tumor to ignite. Nirmjai was saying this, you know, this thing of having the wind turning upwards and causing the tumor to ignite is similar to turning on your gas. If you have a gas stove, you need to have, you know, the gas coming up, and this is what will help you lit the fire. So that the downward dispelling wind that turns up functions like the gas. And then I took the allowance to ask him, say, well, in the usual presentation of tumor, we say that we concentrate and we visualize the short syllable A, and whether that was different from this case where we have the wind sort of igniting the tumor. And Rupshan was saying, Although here we do not have the whole description, it seems like it is the same practice. Some, you have a focal object that you see getting redder and hotter, and eventually you see the fires blazing. So the practice of tumu seems to be the same.
The hand movements, you know, that we call mudra or seal, like for offering and things. We usually like see the different hand mudras, you know, for different offerings, but I haven't really heard an explanation of why we're doing this and what's its specific function. Like, is it a method for like talking to the deity without using words, but using hands? Is it like a language that the deities understand? Does it have a specific, you know, way of purifying and humiliating merits, or why do you do it and why?
Right, so the question is that we have all these hand mudras, right, and we know some of the mudras, but really, why are they there? Why do we have to use them? Are they a special way of accumulating merit? Are they working as a sign language that the deity can understand and therefore facilitate some communication? Why are they there? Rinpoche la dang ganon so nyamlen chebe kavla di paru paru ganon so chagya ten yoro wa di chagya ten ya ki jumsen kare res ya peche sana mi kase konon so keche she da mi kupa ina ro wa konon so keche she be tsawla ta konon so lakbe ge lakbe ke yoro wa chik chela la 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 lakbe ke ma to ke senda hama kobe che dinre gyune nangaron so phatsu dinre khamo shue ki thapchi yin sares dimena chik jana sonam saye ki thapchi yin sares khare che dure
te ta ta na monog chi wa na je ri ji ge ma ka ji ge mar ji ki che shi gu na ji ge kar se go kupanda manna yang kece chi dui lapa ke shakja ma bu chi gendiga kani chi lapa ke shakja chi na sema shari ala chen ra wo yapu chi sharan gwe wa rwa inji chen son ra wo ta ya ke chete yendiga.
Well, I think actually I have inspired Rinpoche with it because I'm always moving my hands, right? Rinpoche says, you know, sometimes when you talk to some people, they don't have to be deaf and dumb, but sometimes if you move your hands and you indicate a meaning similar to what you're saying, that helps get the message better. So we use, let's say, some hand mudras, not just for the deaf and the dumb, just for the sake of better communication. So if you have a message to convey, if you can double this together with some facial expressions, right, that makes more impact, right? It makes it kind of underlines the message.
Yeah.
Well, some people, when they have to say something, they say it and they are perfectly still. And some people, it is as if they cannot stay still. You know, if they have to say something, they move the head, they move the hands, they move the body. They're animated. All of everywhere. All right, we finished on this high note for tonight.